When asked in a new interview how he would like to be remembered, President Biden said, quote, I hope my legacy is that I was honest, straightforward, and did what I said. In that case, I would say, don't fall off any more bikes.
Those were two unrelated thoughts, aren't they? It was sort of a little bit of a schizophrenic thing because they don't know how to make fun of them because they know they're not supposed to. The Democratic Party told them not to make fun of Joe Biden. So it's kind of a little bit of a high wire act for these fake comedians that are actually just political operatives for the Democrat Party on late night television, on all of the broadcast networks and beyond to many of the cable networks as well. Well, happy Thursday to you and welcome. You know, yesterday I was supposed to get to the mailbag and we were being bombarded with Democrat Party stories and failed to get to the mailbag yesterday. I apologize for that. I have the mailbag questions in front of me now and we will get to them. The Democrats shoot a lot of people. You've probably noticed that they should stop. I've been asking for some time now, will you please stop shooting people? And they haven't. They need to listen more carefully to what I have to say, the Democrat Party does. But yesterday, I got to Newsmax to do my Newsmax television show and learned that there had been a mass shooting. That's what they said. It turns out it wasn't quite a mass shooting. But in Philadelphia at the Eid, you know, the end of Ramadan and the Eid festival, there was a group of Muslims that gathered in Philadelphia for the end of Ramadan for the Eid and Al-Fitr, and suddenly gunfire broke out. Turns out, you know, they said initially it was like, oh, this is going to be like yarmulke-wearing Jews showing up and shooting the poor innocent Muslims that are just celebrating the end of Ramadan peacefully in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Or maybe it's going to be MAGA hat-wearing Trump supporters who are filled with white rage, you know, because they're white supremacists, because these are things that the left peddles all over the place, and they never have any examples, but that's okay. And they keep shooting each other every day and then pretend that that's not happening. But in any case, this turned out to be, it's like, you know, it's going to be a big deal because it's Eid and it's Muslims, and there's this war in the Middle East that the Muslims are waging against the Jews, a genocidal death cult. Called Hamas, which has the full support of the Democrat Party and Joe Biden and rank and file Democrats. Even the Jews that vote Democrat are with Hamas. They're with their own genocide. The Democrats have that kind of influence, that kind of sway over people. So the Philadelphia Eid event shooting injures three, including teen shot by officer. So Democrats show up, open fire in a big crowd. It reminded me of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl championship parade mass shooting, which the Democrats, that means the media, really wanted to be a big terror event. But it turns out it was just a bunch of Democrats shooting people in a crowd. Two groups of youths, African-American in nature, shooting at each other in a crowd. And so the news media was very disappointed that they couldn't turn that into something that they wanted to turn it into. They keep hoping that some MAGA hat wearing white supremacist is going to show up and shoot up a Super Bowl victory parade or maybe the end of Ramadan Eid festival in Philadelphia. And to their eternal disappointment, it keeps not happening. But the Philadelphia Eid event, I love the way the news media here features, including teen shot by officer. Did the teen have a gun? Was the teen shooting into the crowd? Or was the teen just caught in the crossfire of the Democrats opening fire in yet another crowd? Because that's the thing. So three shot in celebration to mark end of Ramadan in the Parkside section of Philadelphia. And it was going to be a huge story for a minute until it turned out it's just more Democrats, their sons, out there with guns, illegal guns, that they're not allowed to have because they don't own them legally and because they're criminals. And they show up at a crowd, and it doesn't matter if it's the end of Ramadan or a concert or whatever it is. The Democrats show up and shoot a lot of people. And that it turns out, is a non-story because Democrats are doing it. Also, at the same time, in Chicago, Illinois, they have their own police shooting thing going on where a Democrat, a young Democrat, also African-American, you know, incidental, except statistically relevant, and a young man was being pulled over by the police, apparently for not wearing a seatbelt, because they have seatbelt laws now, you know. And so they were pulling him over. And instead of just acting like a normal person, the young Democrat decided to open fire on the police with an illegal firearm. And the headlines are like this. Four Chicago police officers fired at Dexter Reed. They're trying to make him the new George Floyd. Or maybe Tawana Brawley. I'm looking for the next Tawana Brawley myself. So four Chicago police officers fired at Dexter Reed 96 times in 41 seconds after he shot a police officer in the arm. But wait a minute. So the lead is not that Democrat criminal opens fire on police with illegal gun and shoots and injures police officer. No, the lead is, oh no, four Chicago police officers fired at Dexter Reed 96 times in 41 seconds after he shot officer in arm. And Dexter Reed's family, you got to see his mother with the gasoline colored hair, and she does the fake faint. She comes out to the cameras, and I mean, it was like something out of a bad 1940s movie. And she practically held the back of her hand against her forehead as she looked behind her to make sure there were men back there to catch her as she fake fainted. And oh no, the police, they're just looking for lawsuits. I'm sure we're going to see the usual cast of lawyers there in no time at all. But the Democrats believe that their utes, their sons, as I like to say, the problem is not our guns, it's your sons. And they prove it every stinking day. Stop shooting people, stop shooting people. But Dexter Reed, they're trying to turn into the new martyr for the cause, you know? It's just amazing stuff that, yeah. The Ramadan shooting in Philadelphia, they were hoping, you know, it was going to be MAGA, it was going to be yarmulke-wearing Jews. It wasn't. It was, you know, young African-American youths shooting at each other in a crowd. And so that just goes right down the memory hole. That story is gone. It's dealt with, you know, like when James Hodgkinson, a Bernie Sanders volunteer, showed up at a baseball field in Virginia, shot and nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise in an attempted mass political assassination. And he shot several other people. It was a suicide attack. The police had to shoot him dead to stop him. That was a half-day story, not even a whole-day story, because he was a Bernie Sanders volunteer, the suicide attacker. And the news media doesn't cover the suicide attacks. There have been many suicide attacks by the Democrats, generally against police, and then at least two self-immolations that we know of, one at the Supreme Court for Earth Day, one at the Israeli embassy for We Hate the Jews Day, because Democrats. Yeah, so yesterday in Philadelphia, big story, and then womp, womp, womp. And I got to tell you, I was with a group of people at Newsmax when we saw the news coming in from Philadelphia. Said, and we said, oh, this looks big, and it's, oh, Ramadan. That could be what, war in Israel? And touched on all the major components and then agreed, well, if it's a yarmulke-wearing guy, then it's a big story. If it's a MAGA hat-wearing guy, then it's a big story. If it's some local Philadelphia Utes, then that story will disappear like that. And it was the latter. So the story disappeared like that. And then on to the Chicago story where they're trying to turn this guy who opened fire on the police, Dexter Reed, and shot a police officer, trying to turn him into the new George Floyd, who died of heart failure while resisting arrest because he had so much fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system that his heart couldn't stand it. And it was, you know, his 10,000th arrest, and he's violently assaulting the police when he's being arrested for yet another felony. And he's the hero of the story because the Democrat Party loves felons and loves felonies. And the Democrat Party defunds the police and lynches the police. You know, Officer Derek Chauvin, who was arresting George Floyd that day and was kneeling on his back, not his neck. There was no neck injury to George Floyd of any kind. And he followed police procedure to a T, as he was trained to do in the police academy. Well, he was stabbed 22 times. Officer Derek Chauvin stabbed 22 times by a Democrat in jail and darn near killed in what was obviously an assassination attempt. And that's not a story either, because that's how corrupt our media is. We were talking about NPR yesterday and how one guy at NPR finally fessed up how corrupt NPR is. And I was pointing out, well, it's not just NPR. This is perfectly representative of and emblematic of the rest of the news media, too, from the Washington Post and the New York Times to CNN and the rest. And, you know, you see the amazing headline, four Chicago police officers fired at Dexter Reed 96 times in 41 seconds. Hardly the most important thing. After he shot a police officer in the arm, he shot a police. That's the opening salvo, is this criminal shoots the police officer. And it was a woman who was the police officer in Chicago knocking on the window of his car, and he's rolling up the window on her, and he's not responding. And he did absolutely. We hear a lot from Democrats about how black parents have to sit their sons down and tell them not to shoot the police. And you know, when the police are knocking on your car window with their flashlight and saying, roll down the window, you shouldn't roll it up when it's a blacked out window, because that leads to bad things. But honestly, you don't need to explain to somebody that when you get pulled over by the, maybe you do if you're extremely low IQ and have a gun too, that when the police are knocking on your window and your car is surrounded by police cars, and a bunch of cops with their guns out because you keep rolling up your black tinted window on them, you know, that leads to bad things. And the news media every time, because they're all Democrats, just like at NPR, 87 registered Democrats and zero registered Republicans at every news organization. And every time the cop is the villain and the criminal is the saint. That's a Rolling Stones reference there, you know, just as every cop is a criminal and all the sinners saints. That's the Democrat Party's thing. And they have after-school Satan Club for the kids, too, and transgender twerking for the second graders. The Democrat Party is not what it used to be. That is for sure. But I will share with you some of the audio of the Chicago and the mother of Dexter Reed, who put on a show that you don't see the likes of very often. Pretty amazing stuff with the big sunglasses. And I assume that we're going to... Have we already seen Ben Crump there? Ben Crump has got to be there. Because the police fired too many times, too many shots, in too few seconds. That's another thing about these media people. They've never fired a pistol. So they don't know that when you have a Glock, which this criminal probably had. And they say he fired 11 shots. So did he have an illegal high-capacity magazine in Chicago in addition to his illegal firearm that he was using illegally when he illegally shot a police officer to open the conversation with the police, and he's the hero of the story? But none of the people in the newsroom have ever fired a Glock pistol, and they don't know that you can fire off 18 rounds in about 2.5 seconds because they don't know the subject matter that they cover quite frequently, which is in part at least why they cover the subject matter so terribly. We've got a lot to talk about there, Democrats and crime and shooting people and stuff. Oh, we had a mass shooting in Washington, D.C. also street crime, you know, and a mass shooting. It's in the local news. It's not going to make any news beyond that because, you know, no MAGA hats and no yarmulkes. Then it would be a story. But we've got more on the Democrats, too. Because the Biden administration has a new chief diversity officer. They've got a new chief diversity officer, and she hates America and white people too. She is not on our side, but the Democrat Party is not on our side. So we've got that. And I've got the chief diversity officer, also a new State Department diversity chief. Yeah, it's the believes the United States is a failed historical model. Guilty of having a colonial past. She's a State Department official in Joe Biden's administration in charge of diversity. So she's looking for racists who are anti-American to be State Department officials. If you fit that description, there could be a high-paying government job waiting for you. Pretty amazing stuff. And the State Department mandates support for DEI ideology as a prerequisite for promotions. You are judged. That's coming up. The Washington Post harassing the wife of a combat veteran as they try to do a slanderous hit piece on a Republican running for the Senate. I've got that story, Frey, because the news media is the same every day. Bunch of filthies that they are. Hamas leader calling for a ceasefire after bragging about how three of his sons and a bunch of his grandchildren have been killed. He's lying. That's the thing about him. One of the things about him. We've got that. And Iran threatening to strike Israel anytime now. Fortunately, we've got the Biden administration and Antony Blinken on our side, so that should square things away. Rihanna is a singer. She's mocking nuns because she's a Democrat. And, you know, the usual thing that they do. Also, Cornel West chooses a vice presidential running mate. You're going to love her. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right, let's go to the telephones, and I see I have multiple people on the lines that disagree with me vehemently, and that's good and healthy. Let's go to Perry, calling from Greenbelt, Maryland. Perry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, what's up, man? Long time, man. How you been?
Very well. Good to hear your voice. Very long time.
Yeah, I agree with 90% of what you say, you know, as far as the press and as far as the Democrats ruining the world with their far-left ideology.
Uh-huh.
But in studying the George Floyd situation, It's true about the intoxicants that was in the system.
Uh-huh.
But what took place was deadly wrong. Deadly wrong. You can't excuse it because it wasn't necessary for that knee to be on his neck that long, and for what they did. Good thing it was on tape. So if you really study the whole thing from the time he was engaged in front of the establishment where he tried to pass the fake $20 bill, the counterfeit $20 bill, to the point to where the world saw what was going on, because I studied the whole thing from that point on.
Uh-huh.
It was totally unnecessary, and Shelvin, it deserves to be where he is right now.
In prison, having been stabbed 22 times by a Democrat. Now, Perry, you're wrestling a lot of papers there, but keep the phone close to your head there. It's much better when you're on the radio. And
I was walking. I'm sorry.
Here's what I would recommend to you. I'd recommend a documentary film free on the internet. You can just Google it, and it's free. You don't have to sign up or anything. Called The Fall of Minneapolis. It's about 90 minutes, Perry, but it goes through absolutely everything step by step and shows that the knee was not on George Floyd's neck. It was between his shoulder blades, as they were trained to do in the police academy. The police chief lied under oath, actually. The documentary is a great, great and informative doc. Now, that was Perry. Our last caller was Perry. I haven't heard from Perry in a while, but I've been talking to Perry since my first days of doing radio. And always liked Perry very much. Perry's looking for the truth. Perry doesn't want to be lied to. But Perry, man, honestly, I would recommend this documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis, if you're going to be well-informed on the matter of the George Floyd, which led to hundreds of riots, thousands of injuries, billions in property damage, dozens of murders that followed in the wake of the George Floyd death. And George Floyd died of heart failure. And Perry, I would say it does matter, because if he had not died of a cardiac event, we wouldn't have had all those riots and murders and injuries and billions in property damage and racial division. And, you know, that the Democrats used this incident, the Democrat Party of, you know, plantations and the KKK and Jim Crow laws, the Democrat Party, and they used this incident to tear the country apart and to incite violence across the country, with Kamala Harris raising bail for the rioters and the criminals, and the media lying that they're mostly peaceful while the city is burning behind them. It was a huge event, a big, big event. And it's based mostly on a lie, got to say. And this documentary, which was a crowd-funded documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis. Again, I watched it on the, I couldn't call up the internet on my big screen TV and watch it, because I didn't watch it on a laptop or an iPad or something. Watching on the, and a pretty darn well-made documentary that lays out interviews, all kinds of good stuff that CNN and the Washington Post did not share. And they, the people there haven't watched the documentary, and they still don't know what happened. And more importantly, they don't care. Because what do they care about any of it, right? They're just selling papers or whatever it is they're doing, clicks. Also in Washington, D.C. yesterday, so we had Philadelphia, the mass shooting at, well, three people shot at the Ramadan event. And that is a non-news story today because it doesn't serve the Democrat Party's agenda. No yarmulkes, no MAGA hats, therefore non-story. See how that goes. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., 9 shot, 2 dead in less than 5 hours is the headline from Fox 5. And it's making news overseas, too. The Guardian in Great Britain, 1 dead and 5 injured in Washington, D.C. shooting. Now, that's a single shooting, 1 dead and 5 injured, including children. Including children. 2 children among those shot. And this is, this, you know, this not so many years ago would have been big national news. Now it's just another day in another Democrat-run city. It's tragic. 7 people were murdered in the St. Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago generations ago. We still talk about it. They made movies. There were books, classes in college about the Valentine's Day massacre. And now it's just another weekend in Chicago when that happens. And Washington and New York and pretty much any place else. Okay, Angry Lib, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Angry Lib Rob, calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Rob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
That's pretty funny. I'm not an angry lib. I just think everybody's afforded due process of law. Don't you think that?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Then why do you call people criminals before they've even been convicted?
Which one are you talking about now?
All of them.
All of them. So no. When you open fire on the police and a police officer is wounded, as was the case in Chicago with the latest hero of the Democrat Party, he shot a police officer in the arm and the police returned fire. And what is your thinking on that matter?
Well, according to the Constitution, he has a right to the Fourth Amendment, not be harassed by the police. And to say that he didn't have a seatbelt on, even though his windows were so dark you couldn't even see in them, how did they know he didn't have a seatbelt on? And you know what? I could be wrong. I'm more than happy to change my mind with different facts.
Mm-hmm.
But weren't they in plain clothes where they couldn't have been identified? Didn't they not address who they were? And they were in an unmarked car. So being from that part of the state, gang violence, he doesn't know who they are. They're pulling guns on him. They don't know. He's asking for a supervisor, and they're telling him no. So wouldn't another criminal, somebody who's trying to commit a crime, say stuff like that? I mean, we don't know his side. And I'm all about due process of law.
Mm-hmm. So am I. Mean, sure, yeah, of but, course. But, oh, it's but, obviously but what, due process is the key to everything, and the Fourth Amendment is the key to everything. I think Donald Trump is entitled to due process just as much as Dexter Reed is entitled to due process, and no more than Dexter Reed is entitled to due process. Now, the police were out there, and you're right, the side windows were tinted. I'm not sure if the front windshield was, which might be where they saw him, because the police had a checkpoint. There was at least one plainclothes officer there. There were also uniformed officers and marked police cars that had surrounded Dexter Reed's vehicle and pinned him in. and a female police officer was up along in uniform, was up along the side of his car before he opened fire, asking him to not roll up the electric window, which he continued to do in the face of the police before, again, he opened fire and shot and wounded one of the police officers. Now, if you were a police officer, if you had a family member, if your wife or your sister were the female police officer in Chicago knocking on the car window of Dexter Reed, and he was once again disobeying police orders, and again, you're right, there was one plainclothes officer, but that's not the end of the story. That's not even close to the end of the story, because there were uniformed police with body cams all around him and marked police cars that had pinned in his car. Does that make any difference, your way of thinking?
They approached after all the guns were drawn on them. That's when the unmarked or the
Wait. Say that again. They approached after all the guns were drawn on it. That doesn't make any sense.
Let me clarify. All the marked vehicles showed up after those four cops pointed their guns at a man. They didn't identify themselves.
But before he started shooting at them, he shot 11 times, right?
He shot 11 times?
Yeah, he fired, Dexter Reed fired his gun 11 times.
At who?
At the police.
Did he know there were the police?
Well, I mean, again, the marked Chicago police units and the uniforms and the body cams and the female police officer in uniform tapping on his window, telling him not to close the window, are clues. Now, I know every day is an IQ test, but I would say he had every reason to know that the marked Chicago Police Department cars were the police.
And this is the part of due process. Did he know before or after the marked police car showed up?
Well, again, he didn't start shooting until after he was surrounded by marked police cars.
Mm-hmm. And did he shoot at a uniformed officer, or was he plain clothes with no identification marks on him at all?
There were multiple officers in uniform that he shot at, and I believe one plain clothes, maybe more than one plain clothes.
Right, but that's not the question I asked. Did he shoot at a uniformed police officer or somebody who he didn't know, who didn't have any symbol of that they were a police officer, pointing a gun at him?
I got to tell you, I've got audio. I'm on the radio, so I can't show you the video, but you can look at the video online. And I looked at it this morning, and there are multiple camera angles. It's like a major television production. But let me go to which local station in Chicago is this that we're listening to, because they've got, and I watched all the video, and I shared it with the family in Chicago, the video that I watched today. But let's go to the local news on their coverage, because they had all the police body cam video and all this stuff.
Roll the window down, man.
Roll the window down. What are you doing?
Roll this one down.
Roll that one down, too. Hey, don't roll the window up. Okay.
He's rolling the window up.
Unlock the doors now. Unlock the doors now.
Uniform police officer, police woman. Presumably, based on the voice, and he's refusing to roll the window down. He's rolling the window up. This is a uniformed police officer. There are at least two Chicago police cars in plain sight while this exchange is happening. And then, Rob, he decided to open fire on the police with his illegal handgun.
Open the door now!
Welcome to Chicago. That sounds like there's a lot going on. My, oh, my. Now, that is the, Rob, that's the Channel 7, the ABC station in Chicago. Their coverage on the body cam video. You heard the female police officer instructing him to not roll the window up. He continued to roll the window up. Again, you look through the front window, through the windshield of a car, you can see the seatbelt, even if the side windows are blacked out. But it, you know, I do find it. Well, let me ask if that if your thinking has evolved at all in the last minute and a half.
Well, hold on. The insults don't go too far. But look, how dead did he have to be to hide their crimes?
I what were their crimes?
Well, we don't know because they killed the only witness.
All right,
so you don't like that. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Was it a crime for him to roll the window up?
Yeah, he's disobeying a police command and a
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He's been pulled over. He's been pulled over and he's got a blacked out window, and it turned out, Rob, that he had a gun. Didn't it turn out that way?
Just for clarification, you believe the Nazis had every right to push them Jews into the boxcars because they should have done what they were told, right? Right? Is that what you believe?
I got to tell you, Rob, you guys are unwell. You really are. Now, let me just start with this, Rob. Your knee-jerk auto response is to indict the police for being criminals and to praise
incorrect.
The criminal for being a victim. And then you have the audacity and the mendacity. My father actually took time out of his youth to go kill Nazis in Europe.
Yes, I've heard the story.
Have you? Well, that's good. That's good. But listen, you know, you guys, Rob, are the ones out here chanting death to the Jews and crush Israel. Don't tell untruths. It's the Democrat Party.
I believe in due process of law. Every American
believes in due process of law, Rob. You're not breaking any news here,
the ideology of do everything a cop tells you to do, whether it's criminal or not, is wrong, because at one point in this country,
whether it's criminal, here you are traveling through time again. Liberals, self-described liberals, love to live in century.
No.
You don't listen to anything either. You don't have a conversation. You just keep talking over. Listen, we don't live in the 1800s when the Democrats bullwhipped slaves against trees, and it was the Democrats with their plantations and Jefferson Davis, the Democrat president of the States of America. But every time the police pull somebody over, they're not the bad guy. And when you discover that the bad guy pulled out a gun, opened fire, and shot a cop, you're still on the side of the criminal. What's with that?
No, I'm not on his side. I believe he should have had due process of law. But let me tell you
He did.
I actually have to go back to work. So let me say this one comment.
You have a job?
Prior to 1776, the Revolutionary War, the citizens were fighting against the British police. And you don't have a problem with that because you're benefiting off of their crimes.
I got to tell you, I'm benefiting off of whose crimes?
The British. The British had mock trials for their...
am I benefiting off of the crimes of the British Crown, which we overthrew?
We expelled. Yeah, okay, I'll go with expelled. Yeah, you're benefiting from the freedom
that the British Crown granted us.
No. Those revolutionaries fought against the British police, aka the military.
Yeah, you mean the American Revolution? I am benefiting from the American Revolution. That's true.
You're benefiting from the people who stood up to the authority.
I'm just going
to
take a guess. Did you go to Yale?
No.
Didn't go to Yale?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Please research and read Pennsylvania Title 234, Rule 441, and 519.
Why would I do that? Is that about voting?
No, that's their rules, not mine. Their rules. That's the government rules.
Rob, the rules are when you open fire on the police, things are probably not going to go well for you in the city of Chicago or anywhere else. And when you're pulled over for whatever kind of infraction, when the police say, don't roll up the window, and the police lady, the nice police lady, don't roll up the window, and you roll up the window, then you pull out your gun and you open fire and you shoot one of the police officers, things are likely to end badly, Rob. But in Democrat world, I know this is perfectly normal. You know, 9 shot, 2 murdered yesterday in Washington, D.C., including children. And in Philadelphia, the end of Ramadan, the news media almost had a big story there like George Floyd. But I got to tell you, Rob, you guys need to join us here in the 21st century. Come on in. The water's fine. The air is clean. The climate is great. Although we could be a couple of degrees warmer, and that'd be okay with everybody, I think. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that. The old, oh, you're for putting the Jews in the... I'm sorry, you guys are the Nazis. You guys are the wipe Israel out from the river to the sea. You guys are the pro-Hamas, pro-genocide of the Jews people. You can't call people Nazis when you are genocidal anti-Semites. Kind of, you know, next thing, you guys are going to invade Poland. Honestly. Woke up this morning and the Democrat Party had invaded Poland. We've got the FBI director on Capitol Hill today as well, doing stuff now and warning us about the looming threats, the threats. Now, there is a family attorney in the Chicago case, Dexter Reed. His name is Omar Jimenez. Omar Jimenez was on CNN because they're trying to turn it into George Floyd.
One of the family's attorneys argues this never should have happened in the first place.
Well, there was a weapon recovered in his car. However, it started with an unconstitutional, pretextual, and unnecessary stop of Dexter Reed. And that's what precipitated the entire incident.
Yeah, the whole incident was precipitated by that. And, you know, that's because how dare they? The lawyer Omar Jimenez.
And questions remain over why tactical officers initiated a traffic stop for a supposed seatbelt violation.
It's
As part
cops.
Of a brief statement, Chicago police says this incident is still under investigation.
Chicago police says
the stop is where it all began.
Well, that's true, yeah. And that's because the police were out policing and, you know, I don't even believe in seatbelt laws, but there's a seatbelt law. I do wear my seatbelt as a rule, but I don't believe it should be a mandatory thing. But there was a weapon found, sure. Yeah, but the whole problem is they pulled him over. Well, yeah, that's where his problem began, and that's where the problems began for the police, including the police officer that he shot and might have murdered, might have killed, but fortunately didn't.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.